Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, Meshem Kol Yisrael, we're resuming our learning. We're on page Samach Gimel, we're on Maimer Shlishi. Zohar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadsha. Be'avodas Yisrael Mepharish Es Maimer Chazal, Asei Shabbat Z'chachol, Klomar Achin Es Atmecha B'chol L'Chvot Shabbos Kodesh. Be'avodas Yisrael is the Kodesh Remagid. So the Kodesh Remagid in the Sefer, Be'avodas Yisrael says that when Chazal say Asei Shabbat Z'chachol, what does that mean? It means you have to prepare yourself during the week in honor of Shabbos. B'Shabbos is chilek shu matana ki dechsiv ru ki Hashem nasan lechem haShabbos ki maimer Chazal amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe matana tov yeshi beis kanazai b'Shabbos shema yivakish nidan liYisrael. And one aspect of Shabbos is that it's a gift, right? The pasuk says ru ki Hashem nasan lechem haShabbos, Hashem is giving you the Shabbos, and then Gemara and Shabbos says Hashem says to Moshe, I have this gift, this special gift in my treasure house, and its name is Shabbos. I want to give it to the Jewish people. Right, so one aspect is it's a matana. Hashem gives us the gift of Shabbos. On the other hand, ach yesh chilek shal asei shabbatcha, sha'adam atzma osa umeichin es ha-shabbos shalo al-yidei ma'asav atzvim b'yimos ha-chol. It's also an aspect of creating Shabbos for myself through the actions that I do during the week. On the one hand, it's a gift. On the other hand, I also have to prepare myself properly to receive that gift. I have to make it my own. V'zeh atzivoy zachor shem ha-shabbos ha-kadsho. What does that mean, zachor shem ha-shabbos ha-kadsho? You have to sanctify Shabbos during each day of the week. What does it mean when we say Am Mikadosh Shvi? Ki b'china zol shel Shabbos she'adam osa meichin b'imos ha'shavua nikrei Shvi'i. This kind of Shabbos, when a Jew throughout the week does actions that promote an awareness of Shabbos and does actions that purify themselves to get ready for Shabbos, that kind of Shabbos is called Shvi'i, right? Why? She'enu omei mifnei atzmo. It's not its own thing that like, oh, there were 6 days and now it's a new day. Rather, it's the seventh day. This first 6 days leads up to the seventh day. The seventh day exists because of the first 6 days. Ela midaches k'shvi'i l'sheshes amim shekadmu lo shemihem nivneis kiddush aso. Right? It's seven in relation to the first 6 days that came before it. The 6 days where we built up this holiness to access the holiness of Shabbos. Right, but the Shabbos that's a matana is not called Shvi'i, it's just called Shabbos. So the one end you have Shabbos, which is a gift from Hashem. Thank God every week there's a gift that Hashem gives us, and it's called Shabbos. On the other hand, there's a Shabbos called Shvi'i, right? Amikadosh Shvi'i. What does it mean it's a Shvi'i? It's a Shabbos that exists because it's the seventh. It's something that that comes after 6 days of preparation for it. This is what it means, Amikadosh Shvi, that through their actions, they prepare and sanctify themselves and the seventh day of the week, Shabbos. But Shlomo Kasav, the Radomsky Rebbe in Parshas Yisro says, all of the mitzvos and good actions that the Jewish people do during the 6 days of the week, when do those mitzvos and good actions reach Shamayim? When do they ascend to heaven? They ascend to Shamayim. They ascend to Shamayim, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the Olam HaEmes on Shabbos. And this is what it means when the pasuk says, right, Ki ata ta'ir neiri, for it is you who light my lamp. What does that mean? Hamitzvos nikraos ner. Mitzvos are called a candle. Ki ner mitzvah. V'Shabbos atah ta'ir neiri. On Shabbos, Hashem lights up our candle, our lamp. Right? On Shabbos, all of our mitzvos are lit up and they ascend to Shamayim. Kula mitzvos v'masim to'im ne'orim b'or elokei b'Shabbos kodesh. All of our mitzvos and good actions are enlightened with the godly light that is found on Shabbos. And based on this, the Tiferet Shlomo, the Radomsky Rebbe, Zuchus of Gedolino, says, "As Masha Nemar b'Shabbos v'rachtom mikoyimim k'shlomim kol hazmanim." What does that mean? Klomar, habracha v'akdusha shehudi minkabel b'Shabbos, the blessings and the holiness that a Jew receives on Shabbos. Where does that come from? He mikol hayamim. Right? It says, "V'rachtom mikol hayamim." Because Hashem mikol hazmanim. Where does the bracha and kedusha come from? It comes from mikol yamim, mikol hazmanim. It comes from heim sheishes yemei maaseh kfi asher nahag bahem. It comes from the 6 days of the week. how I act during the week, how I spend my time during the week, corresponding to that, I'll receive a certain kind of light in Shabbos. If I don't act properly during the week, and I don't have a good week, so then I won't taste the sweetness of Shabbos as much. If I prepare myself throughout the week to receive that aura of Shabbos, then I will have a much better Shabbos. Any good action, any good thing that a Jew does to sanctify themselves during the days of the week, they're saved for us on Shabbos, and they get uplifted on Shabbos, and they uplift us on Shabbos. Again, Shabbos in general is holy, but if I'm not aware of that holiness, it means nothing to me. Through doing holy actions during the week and preparing myself for Shabbos, so then once the seventh day comes, once the Shvi'i comes, through all of my Torah and mitzvahs that I've done throughout the week, I'm now much more aware of that aura of Shabbos. I can now access that aura of Shabbos, and now my Shabbos will be much more enjoyable, will be what it's supposed to be. Again, a day of Emunah we've spoken about, a day of Ava, a day of Dveikus. Okay, so what is the first step to building this Kedusha? As we say in Shachris of Rosh Hashanah, I believe. So what is the first thing a person has to do? The ore comes from and is built from darkness. Ophel is darkness. From the Yitzhara, that's burning in us like a fire, and we defeat it, we subdue it. Or your nefesh is yearning and desiring for some desire, and you don't give into it. Each time a Jew, right, again, what does it say? Light comes from darkness. Right, Vayerev, and then what? Vayevoker. Light comes from darkness. So when I have darkness in my life, which in this context means I have a Yetzirah that's trying to get me to do this evil action, this bad action, or trying to get me to give in to my negative desires. When I subdue that darkness, automatically light is produced. And what is that light? That light is the light of Shabbos that I'm going to experience when Shabbos comes. B'shah sheyetzirahara maskivis adam zenerelo ayom v'nora. When the Yetzer Hara is surrounding you, it seems so horrible. Like, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm just always stuck. I keep on messing up. It feels like I'm not growing at all. What's going on? Well, I don't want this in my life. What's the truth? If there's a lot of darkness, that means there's about to be a lot of light. This fiery evil within you, of the Yetzihara, and this darkness of the world of desires, einam elazichia sheziku so mina shemaim. It's a good thing. You really think it's a bad thing that I struggle with my desires, I struggle with my Yetzihara, that I have all these things that are obstacles in my life. The truth is that they're good. Why? Because they eventually will allow me to access the ore. They're from shemaim. They're a gift. Elazichia sheziku so mina shemaim lechvoshes yitro kedei shetiyelo derech lekablos or shel Shabbos. The Yetzirah is not a challenge, it's an opportunity. It's a big difference between challenge and opportunity. Something that's hard and something that's an opportunity. Yetzirah can be something that's very difficult, and it's going to be something that really frustrates me and makes me feel like I haven't grown at all. On the other hand, it can be something that's an opportunity. What's the opportunity of the Yetzirah? Each time I subdue my Yetzirah, each time I don't give in to that desire, I am building, I'm creating a light bulb that I'm going to be able to turn on at the end of the week, right? So let's say it's Tuesday afternoon and I have some free time and there's nothing going on, right? So either I could go waste some time for an hour, which is me giving into my Yetzirah, or I can decide, you know what, I'm going to finally go learn that piece of Torah I wanted to learn, or go for a run or do something productive. So I don't give into my Yetzirah. Let's say a good thing happens, I don't give into my Yetzirah. So on the outside, just like, okay, I didn't give in, good job, 5 points, I'll go on a run now, and like, everything is good. The truth is that, by not giving in, what did I just do? I just gave myself a light bulb. I gave myself more light. I give myself more light of Shabbos. And even if I don't feel it right now on that Tuesday afternoon, once Shabbos hits, there's going to be more light in my Shabbos because of what I did during the week. Again, the Yetzer Hara is not a challenge, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to access more light, specifically the light of Shabbos, into your life. These are the things that Hashem commands you to do. During the 6 days, you'll do work. On Shabbos, it's going to be a time of holiness. So you don't do work. Says Orach Chaim HaKadosh, he asks the question, what are those things that Hashem commands us to do? What does it do on Shabbos? I don't understand. The whole essence of Shabbos is lishbot, the shvisa. I'm not doing anything anymore. Hare kol mitzvah Shabbos is shvisa v'yasiya. Shabbos is about not doing. So what is it talking about? What is it lasososam? The yesh lamar shakavana lasosis achanam akloshishis mei masa l'shabbos. The Torah is hinting to us to do work during the 6 days of the week preparing for Shabbos. V'cheinu lashon akasu v'shamu b'nei yisrael as ha-shabbos lasosis ha-shabbos. I have to make Shabbos. How do I make Shabbos? How do I make there be or of Shabbos? Again, v'shvi'i, not the matana. By working on it throughout the week. By not giving in to my yitzhara. By doing that, each time I don't do that, each time I don't give in, I'm creating more or for me to experience on Shabbos. Right? Why do you think people don't like Shabbos? When they're a 10th grader in high school, in Maron Orthodox High School, they don't like Shabbos. Why? Because they're not working at all on it during the week, right? Hopefully not, but let's say some of them are giving into the Yetzaras. They're doing things that probably a healthy Jewish person shouldn't do, right? So when they do those things, so now instead of more light on Shabbos, there's more darkness on Shabbos. Then one Shabbos hits, they're like, this is so boring, I don't like this, there's no or, there's no chiyus, there's no energy, there's nothing fun, it's not pleasurable, like I don't want this. Why? Because during the week, you're busy giving into your own pleasure and desire, and that prevents you from feeling the pleasure and desire of Hashem, which is Shabbos. Once you eventually grow up and you start taking your life seriously, and during the days of the week you're also taking things seriously, and you're learning and davening and not wasting time, right? It's not just learning and davening. You're like you're being productive. You're going on and on. You're exercising. You're going out with friends. You're doing homework. When your days of the week are productive as well, there's holiness in those days. So then Shabbos is, and Shabbos is a good thing. Shabbos is a beautiful thing because you created and built or during the week. So all these high school kids aren't to blame for not keeping Shabbos. Why? Because they don't have any or on Shabbos. So our job, hopefully, is to help people experience the building of or during the week so that they experience the or of Shabbos when Shabbos hits. Again, During the 6 days of the week, work on preparing for Shabbos. Hachana zoi akli lekabel kusher Shabbos. This preparation is the vessel to receive the or of Shabbos. Kmo shamru, as Gemara Bodhisattva says, mi shatarach b'erev Shabbos, you require an erev Shabbos, yochal the Shabbos. You will eat on Shabbos. In our case, it means if I work on building or during the days of the week, I will have a good Shabbos. Ach lelo hachana, ein b'malek kabel kusher Shabbos. If I don't prepare for it, I will not experience or of Shabbos and it will not be enjoyable as a fact. If I just walk into Shabbos, then like, I'm missing out in an extreme way. Right, so the machlokas in the Gemara and Beitza of Hillel and Shammai. I mean, there's many machlokas of Hillel and Shammai. But Gemara and Beitza says the following. V'shammai v'hillel nechleku. Imichad v'shabta kfar tzarech lachin l'shabbos or rak me'erev Shabbos. So machlokas, whether or not you're supposed to start preparing for Shabbos the first day of the week or on Erev Shabbos. Ve'echav shal asos kitar vayu. How can we do both? I don't understand. Am I preparing starting Sunday? Or really Motzei Shabbos when you're supposed to prepare for Shabbos? Right? Or am I only preparing for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos? Ela ki amachloke shal hilo v'shamay hirak menogei l'achanas advarim amasim shal Shabbos. When we say they have a machlokas in terms of when to prepare for Shabbos, it means to actually buy the food. Should I buy the best food on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday? Or should I buy food Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? Really, Thursday or Friday? When should I do that? That's a machlokas between them. When it comes to ruchnius, though, not to the, again, a Jew's gashmis is ruchnius, the Baal Tanya said. But when it comes to the gashmias part of Shabbos, like buying the food and stuff, so that's the machlokis of whether or not begin the week or the end of the week. But when it comes to the ruchnias side of it, when it comes to prep for the spiritual aura of Shabbos, everyone agrees, beginning of the week. When it comes to the ruchanistic part of Shabbos, Hillel agrees with Shammai, starts at the beginning of the week. I can't just wait around and hope something's going to happen in my spirituality. I have to take action and do it. When Sunday hits, I have to now have this mindset at the end of each day. Did I do something at the end of this day? Did I do something today that was in honor of Shabbos to help prepare me for Shabbos? Did I learn a little bit about Shabbos? Did I learn some Hilchos Shabbos? Did I learn the Darchinom of Slonim on Shabbos? Did I do anything in honor of Shabbos? Did I think about Shabbos at all? Right? If I'm doing that, then great, I'm going to have a great Shabbos in the upcoming week. But if I don't, then my Shabbos is going to be lacking. Did I do a good action that's going to help me on Shabbos? Or did I subdue my Yetzer Hara that's going to help me access more oil on Shabbos? It's a question we have to ask ourselves each night before we go to sleep. Did I do something today in honor of Shabbos? Right? We want to live with Shabbos all the time. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow.